Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is Developing Your Success Foundation. And the reason we're talking about this is because so many people in today's time think that, well, success comes from without, from outside them. And a lot of that's because when you grow up in the church, so many times you will have your preacher say, oh, if you just believe in God, this will happen, that will happen, and all of these things that you really want will just come to you. Well, they do come to you, but guess what? You have to work for them. Nothing comes to you just because you want it to, or you're just going to sit on a log and look for it to happen. You have to make things happen, because that's what makes us different from any creature that walks on the earth. They do what they is instinct for them to do. They don't have a brain that can help them make a decision or make choices. So if you are someone who can make choices, then how are you going to make choices that are going to help you develop personal success within your life? And remember, that is what it's all about, finding personal success in who you are, where you come from, and how you believe in yourself. And this is something that a lot of people don't realize or don't want to realize, is that success comes from within us. It comes because we believe in ourselves. It comes because we make the right choices. And to do that, you have to have self-esteem. And self-esteem is a mindset. So think of some of the things that you can do that can really help put you into that next level that is going to get you where you want to be in your personal life. And sometimes there's just things that are beyond our control, that we can do everything we need to do to make things happen now. But those things don't always happen on our schedule, but when you look at certain things that happened prior to, and you don't understand why that happened at the time that happened, and then what happens is a couple of months later, or maybe a month later, or even just a few weeks later, something else happens that was due to the other incident that happened, then you say, oh, yeah, if that hadn't happened, this may never have happened. So things always happen on their schedule. Even though it may not be your schedule, but the thing is, you have to plan. If you're going to start a business, you just don't go and open the doors and expect people to come in and buy your product. First of all, you're going to have to research location to find out if there's a need for what you want to sell within that area. Think about what McDonald's does when they open up franchises. They go in and they'll look at an area, they'll look at the density of the people, they'll look at what their needs are, and then they'll look at how the population in that area, and that's how they decide where they're going to put a store in, a restaurant, or whatever. So you also have to plan those things. Nothing happens just because you want it to at the time you want it to happen. It happens because you have a plan and you work that plan and the plan works for you. So you need to think of all of those things. Think about how you can put it all together and how you can make it all work so that it's beneficial to you. And remember, a lot of things happen simply because we work towards it and because we believe in ourselves and because we know that if we work things and have a plan in place, they always will happen. It's just a matter of timing and planning. And remember, becoming successful is a learned skill for many people, depending on the home they grew up in. Often they may have negative thoughts that they repeat to themselves and keep themselves from finding personal success in any of the goals they choose or set for themselves. And here's an example of that. And this comes, if you think about psychology, and you think about what Freud said, and he talked about the id, the ego, and the superego. These things either work together or they can work in conflict with each other. Because the id is your, the id is you and your personality. Your ego is what you feed into, and it has this high expectation of yourself. And then you've got the super ego, and that fights between the two, because that's the reality of helping everything stay together and work together and be equal. So you need to look at the things that you can do that can really help you understand where you're at now and where you want to be in the future and how you can make all these things work together for you. And think of some of the things that you can do. And what are your choices and how can you learn to change your mindset to be a more positive one so that you can reach any goal that you set for yourself. And this is some of the things that we want to help you with. For instance, if you believe in yourself, and these are just things that you have to repeat to yourself, because whether we parents mean to or not, sometimes they can be the reason that we don't always have a positive outlook on life. For instance, if you have a parent that grew up in an abusive home and they have not sought help to change that behavior, or if they grew up in a home where it was always, oh, it's good enough, don't look for better, then guess what's going to happen? You're not going to look for better. So think of some of the things that you can do that can really help you put yourself in that place that's going to help you put yourself in an area that's going to really get yourself into that plane of being the most of what you can be. And that means recognizing where the negativity comes from and how that influences you and where you are today. And think of some of the things that you can do that can really help you get to that next level of where you are and where you want to be. And, you know, people will say, well, if I just had $1 million, or if I just had a dog, or if I, whatever it is, they think happiness comes from outside. Happiness comes from within yourself, because if you like yourself, if you respect yourself, if you acknowledge who you are today, then guess what's going to happen in the future? You're going to get to that point where you're going to learn to accept who you are. You're going to learn to believe in yourself. And you're going to be happy, because when you respect and love yourself, then you can find happiness. But if you are unhappy, if you're miserable, and you look to make everyone else around you miserable, then that's where the negativity comes from, and that's what the things that pull you down and hold you back from finding personal growth and self-esteem. And this is some of the extension of when we were talking last week about branding your business, because you are your brand. And if you are not a happy person and you do not exude that, then in business, you're not going to be successful. So you have to find that medium that is going to help you understand who you are what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, how to pull on the things that you do that to be the best at what you can really be. And the problem is parents don't always recognize this. They see everything through tunnel vision, and they are not open. And we got to remember, if you look back at the 50s, that was a very conservative era. That was the era when men went to work and their wives stayed home. Very few of the wives worked. Then in the 1960s, that was the era when it became more liberal. It was an outgrowth of the Vietnam War. What you saw with people being dissatisfied with the status quo, and it had to be this way just because it was expected to be this way. So you saw more of the roles changing. You saw women wanting to have more of an active role in the home. And it wasn't just that the wife stayed home and she cooked and she cleaned and she made a home for the husband anymore. It was more of an outgrowth of, you saw the hippie movement, and you saw the women taking on more responsibility, going into the workplace. And it was not until the 70s when you saw women protesting and expecting more. And you had the Equal Rights Amendment that was passed by Congress. And that was to help women have better pay opportunities so that they could break the glass ceiling. Because in the workplace, up until the 70s, women, most of their jobs were the secretaries. They didn't have the opportunities to move into the jobs that were basically held or considered held by men, the creative jobs. And usually there's been some movies made. Initially, the movie that was made that was about the 60s that talked about the outgrowth. And remember, a lot of that was the beginning of the era of the protest, when people were more willing to protest and demand that their rights be met. So a lot of this all affects your mindset. It affects how you look at yourself, where your self-esteem comes from. So think about how the environment affects who you are today. And let's think about, as you moved into the 70s became more of it, whereas the 60s was an era of an awakening, where people began to be aware that they had influence over politics, that they could influence the job market, that they could do more. And you look at the music of that era too. It also told you what was going on during that time. And when you think about it, you're not only that, but your culture also affects where you come from and how your thinking is. Because when you look at the movies that were made during those eras and the things they depicted, a lot of those things affected the culture and what was going on at that time. So remember, all of the things that were going on then also affected what was going on today. And when you think about success, you have to look at it from what is your mindset? How can you change that mindset? And let's think of some things that you can do. In transactional analysis, we talk about the child, the adult, and the parent, and how they communicate, because the parent always tells the child, you should. And they're dictating and they're formulating the child's mind on all the things they should do in life, what they're going to accomplish, where they're going to be, the kind of jobs they can have. And what I want to do is back up here and tell you a little story. And I grew up in a family where there was a lot of negativity, and there was never really encouragement from the families on teaching their children how to get ahead in life, because they grew up in a home where it was always, it's good enough, don't look for better, be happy with what you have. And that meant if you ended up with, you know, someone that mistreated you, then thought it was okay. That was not a big deal. So you stayed there and you put up with it. And then the encouragement was, especially because in the Jewish religion, education is how they pass on the religion. That's why you see a lot of people that come from the Jewish faith that are educated. It's because education was geared towards getting ahead in life. And that was because the laws did not allow the Jews to hold property. So they were not landowners, so they became businessmen. So they found other avenues on which to find success. You know, when you look back over history and you look back over your culture and where you come from and the things you did, then that also influences who you are today and how successful you are today. So how can you look for some things that can really help you? And I want to go back and I want to talk about transactional analysis. And whereas the parent says you should, as an adult, you tell yourself, I am able to. And you need to look at all the things that you believe in yourself and your capabilities and list those things. And remember, as a child comes from the mindset of I want. I want to find happiness. I want to be loved. And remember, a baby, they will give you unconditional love, but they desperately don't understand what's going on because their mind is not completely developed. So they look at the here and now. When a child wakes up, a baby wakes up, they start crying because they don't see that mother or that father right there that's going to come and hug them and hold them and make them feel have that warm, fuzzy feeling around them. And only as they get older and their mind develops, they realize that either, you know, that even though the parent's not there right at that second, that doesn't mean that they're not there for you. But there's also a dichotomy there, because when you are a child, when you come from a family that's warm and loving and they listen to you and they believe in you and they want to support you, then you grow up feeling secure. But if you grow up in a family where those parents were never there for you emotionally, they were never there to hug you and kiss you, and they were very cold to you, then guess what? As you get older, you don't learn how to love yourself. You don't learn how to respect yourself. And therefore, you can't learn how to love and respect someone else. So that coldness that you feel from the parents is what you learn to exude, and then that's what you pass along as an adult to others, and that's the way you form your relationships. So remember, it's all a matter of how you think and how you plan and how you believe and who you are, and how you can take and put things together that can help you believe in yourself. Because success comes from within us. It's because, think about it, if you had a teacher in the classroom that told you, you know, you can really do this, but you just need to have a good foundation, and we can help you get that foundation, and you can be successful. But what if you don't have that and you're struggling because your learning processes just don't grasp it right away? Then that sense of failure tends to follow you throughout. And sometimes there's a cause for it because it can be a learning disability. And sometimes it's just that you've had messages given to you telling you how, oh, you're a failure. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't. Then guess what? Then you honestly believe you can't do it. So when you have those negative feelings or emotions about yourself, you have to really learn how to turn things around. Learn how to believe in who you are, where you come from, how you can begin to learn to love yourself. Because when you love and respect who you are, then guess what? You can have a good foundation for success. And what I want to do here is I want to take a short little break, and I want to remind you, you can go to my website, and that website is onepersonalcareercoach.com, and you can pick up some information. And what you can do is sign up for group coaching, and in this group coaching, we're going to have a group that's going to work on helping people retrain their thoughts into becoming someone who can find personal growth and success, because it's all in the matter of life coaching. If you believe in yourself, guess what? You can find success. But if you don't believe in yourself, then even though you keep working towards it, then what's going to happen is you're not going to find that success, because you're going to turn around and do something that is going to sabotage you from finding that success. So it's a matter of learning how to believe in yourself, believe in who you are, believe in where you come from, and learn that you can succeed at anything you choose to succeed simply by believing and simply by changing your actions. And remember, you've got to put a plan in place. Like to welcome you back, and what we're going to do is talk about how we can set up a plan for success. And think of it like a ladder going up and getting to the top. Lots of times when you watch people take 2 and 3 and 4 steps at a time, sometimes because they've got long legs, guess what, they can do that. But guess what, if they've got short legs, they're going to stumble, because they're not going in the proper sequence to achieve that final goal. Because sometimes you can't take a shortcut. For instance, if your goal when you're in school is to get out and become a lawyer, well, guess what? You can't just go and finish college and go and practice law. You first have to take a test, and you have to have the grades to get to even apply for law school. Then you've got to take a test to get into law school. And then you take another 4 years and understanding and learning about law. That is why a lot of politicians today have a law background or even a business background, because running a city, running a country, even running the government it's a matter of, if you understand about business and what makes a successful business, then you can make the government run successfully. That's why, like, we're in an election year. You see a lot of businessmen run. What you're seeing is men who have become governors and run a state successfully. Then many a times when it's time to get into, or when the president comes up for re-election, you will see a lot of governors. And many times you will find people who have not only been in the Senate, but governors who have become president because they have proven that they can run a state. And if you can run a city, you can run a state, you can run the country. So, and it's making the right decisions. Just like a politician has to learn to make the right decisions, then guess what? You have to learn to make the right decisions for yourself. So what would be the first step that you need to take to become successful in what it is that you want to do? And that would be initially looking back, looking at the skills you need, what you lack, how you can get there. For instance, when I found that as a student, because of my disability, I struggled to get good grades because my brain just wasn't processing what I was taking in. But I was always a very good reader, and when I read something, I could tell you and write a review on it, and then I felt comfortable standing up in front of people talking. So I didn't have any problem getting up in front of the classroom and doing a book report on a book that I read. But because of the struggle that I went through and understanding that, and because it was always in me to try and help someone to live a better life, then what I did was when I was in college, I studied psychology, I studied mental health, and then I also went into a master's program on rehabilitation counseling. Now, rehabilitation counseling is employment counseling. And the thing was, when I graduated, there were few opportunities for people with disabilities in the workplace. So I had to figure out how I was going to put together a plan for my success. And I looked back at my education, and I looked back at the skills and what it is that I had a passion for and what skills that I had. And along the way, I had participated in group therapy classes as training while in the mental health field. So I had a background in transactional analysis, and I had a background in psychodrama. And psychodrama is taking personal issues within your life and enacting it so that you can understand where the emotional turmoil comes from, how you can overcome it. If it, what you do is you have different people in the group take on different roles, you explain to them how to respond in that situation. Then you have an auxiliary ego that is behind you, and they try to express the emotions that are hidden within you to help you come up and understand why you respond and react in those situations the way you do. So when that auxiliary ego says something, you either have to say what he says word for word, or you say, no, that's not it, and you put it in your own words. But it's a way to role play different situations from your family to help you overcome those issues that prevent you from finding personal success and personal growth within your life as an adult, and to have good relationships, because those things really affect where you're coming from. They affect how you respond. So it's learning what the things are that really take their toll on you and help, don't prevent you from having that success and that growth in your personal life. And at the time, I did not have the master's degree to get into hospitals to come in and do the group therapy and run groups, although I had the certification and the training in those fields. So I had, what happened was, then I looked at the fact that I found it very easy to get up in front of groups and talk. And that's what makes it easy for me to do this particular show, my weekly show, that for me, I'm always someone who wants to help someone live a better life, find personal growth within themselves, find personal success in their life. And that all comes from where you are and how you feel about yourself. And then what I found was that I just naturally moved into doing more public speaking and working with companies where you traveled around doing presentations. And I also noted that I needed to have products that I could represent that would give me something that you can feel a touch, because a motivational speaker, if you listen to all of them, they're all basically saying the same thing. They're telling you how to find success. The only difference is the stories they tell, because each person has a different lifestyle that they come from, a different family they come from. They experience different things. So guess what? All of those things affect who you are as an adult. And you have to find a way to figure out whether your behavior is the right behavior or the wrong behavior. And if the things you're saying are going to help someone find themselves, or whether it's going to hold them back. So you need to look at all these things, and you need to figure out where you're coming from and how you are going to be the one to be successful in who you are, and that's in your personal life and in your business life. So I moved more into public speaking, but I hadn't had the training to be a public speaker and the training to put programs together. I also went to Toastmasters, and Toastmasters taught you how to put a speech together. And what you do is you go through the first level, which is to become a competent Toastmaster. To become a competent Toastmaster, there's 10 speeches that you have to give. The first one you give, because you're inexperienced as a speaker, is to just tell your personal story in 3 to 4 minutes. Because within 3 to 4 minutes, when you're talking about yourself, then you can get up there and you can talk. And you also have to learn, and each subsequent speech gets longer until you give a maximum of a 10 to 15 minute speech. And what happens there is that you are building skills, because first you have, there's a speech that you give where you learn to use descriptive words so that you can learn to paint a picture for someone when you are there trying to tell them and give them information. So what is the full picture? What are the descriptive words that can paint that picture? How do you use your body to emphasize your point? Think about it. When you look at Zig Ziglar, when you listen to Tony Robbins, when they walk around the stage, they also have a pattern about them, and they understand how to use the words, where to stop, where to say something. Watch some of your soap operas at certain times. Look at the ways when they're making a point to the person they're speaking to. Listen to where they stop, then listen to when they say another name. And also, remember, one of the things that you learn by taking a Toastmasters is that you will have someone that counts your R's and U's, because when you are speaking, you want it to flow. If you are using on, too many times, and you don't just stop and pause for a minute, then guess what happens? Then you're going to give that so much that you're going to lose the person that is there to listen to you. So if you want to learn skills, Go and learn what you need to learn so that you can be successful. That is why when you look at a lawyer, they not only go to law school for 4 years, but they also take public speaking, because they got to be able to stand up in front of a jury, especially if they go into criminal law or even civil law, and they need to be comfortable in the way they're speaking and the way they're presenting themselves and in their body language. So all of these things, if you want to be successful, you have to have a plan in place. And also, another thing that I took besides Toastmasters was I went to the Georgia chapter for the National Speakers Association, because then I learned the skills that you need to have to make you a successful platform speaker. And all of this is all part of what it is that you need to learn. And at that time, you went and you audition for companies to work with them and travel around and put presentations in place and do the training for them. So they were looking for experienced speakers, but you also have to remember that they were also looking for people that could sell from the front of the room, because they only paid at the time $250 a day, and that may sound like a lot of money, but when you look at the fact that usually you left home on Sunday night and flew into the first city, you had to get up at 6 or 7 in the morning and be ready to be in that room by 8 o'clock, usually for registration, but you also had to be in the room before the start time, because you had to make sure the room was set up right. Then you had to do the registration. Then you had to do your 8-hour presentation, with your break in between. You had to be there to answer questions. And then when the people left, you then had to break down the room and all of the audio tapes and things that didn't sell from the room at the end of the day had to be boxed up and shipped back to the company. And then you got in your car and you traveled to the next city. And you did this from Monday through Friday. And then on Friday night, you flew home. And then you had the weekend to yourself. And you either worked 10 to 12 days a month. And that may not have seemed like a lot of time when you look at there being 20 working days in a month, and that's only half the month. But what happened if you were expected to sell at least another 1,000 to 2,000 at the back of the room, and then you got a percentage off of that. If you didn't make that kind of sale, then what is $250 or $300 a day when you're putting in from 7 o'clock to midnight, from the time you got up to the time you got into the next city and you went to sleep, and then you got up to do it again? Then when you look at what you were making in an hour, you were not making as much. So your time was not done as effectively, but it was a good, solid base to work from and train, because then you took those skills and you marketed yourself to companies where you came in and you do train-the-trainer sessions, and you built your expertise, and you moved on from there. And with technology now and the economy, companies are no longer bringing speakers in. So where is the next level that you're going to move to so that you can make and keep your business going? And that became the use of the internet. That became the use of the knowledge of how to make teleseminars, how to do webinars, how to do PowerPoint presentations. So if you are skilled in all of these things, you can transition yourself into the knowledge of how to move your business from one place to another place to another place. Because remember, things never stay the same. Things are always changing. So you need to think of ways that you can take even in the business that you're in today. Remember, years ago, in the 1950s, women worked as executive assistants or secretaries, or even did things where they worked a switchboard. Well, today, guess what? You can take and do that same job, but it's no longer a secretary. It's no longer a executive assistant. It's now a virtual assistant working from home. So when you're an executive assistant, you worked in an office, but you may have done the work for four or five different people in that office. When you work from home, you're basically doing the same skills and doing the same work, but you may have four or five different individual clients. When you figure out what it is that you want to be paid in a year, you can't look at it and say, oh, I'm going to go work for a company, and they're going to hire me, and they're going to pay me this salary. It's going to be that they may pay half of it or a quarter of it, and who's going to make up the difference? So I need to look at ways to have three or four different clients that I'm working for, and where am I going to take it from here to there and make it all work? So remember, all of this is ways that you're planning and building a foundation to have success in your personal life. And when you have a good mindset, then you're able to weather the downturns, and you're able to move to the next level, and you're able to do the things that you need to do. And that's why I also like to tell people, who are the ones in your life that are the negative ones that are pulling you back, that are not supporting you, that don't encourage you, that don't believe in you? Because if you keep those people around you and you constantly listen to the things they tell you, then guess what? It's going to pull you back. It's going to hold you back. You don't want to do that. You want to look for avenues that you can turn around and make things better for yourself. You need to look at things that can help you get to that level that you want to be in your personal life, and how you can reach those things and find that success in your life. How can you plan for and get to the next level? Because remember, happiness doesn't come from outside you. Just getting $1 million is not going to make you happy. It'll make your lifestyle better. It'll make your life easier. But if you're not happy going into it, you're not going to find happiness because you've got $1 million. So remember, it all comes within you. And that's your personal success in life. That's your personal growth in life. That's finding happiness in a relationship. Because you can't look for someone else and expect them to make you happy. Because there are going to be times when you're going to have to be there for them just as well as there's going to be times when they're going to have to be there for you. Remember, a relationship in a marriage is the same as a relationship in business. You give and take to each other. You find success. But it all comes within you, because it all begins with you liking yourself and you believing in yourself. And that means that if your family is the people that are the most negative and the ones that want to hold you back because they can't find, they're not happy and they can't find success for themselves and they don't like themselves, then they don't want to see you be successful. They don't want to see you have that success. They're going to do something to tear you down because it makes them feel important, especially when they are weak themselves. So what are some of the things that you can do that can really help you begin to turn your life around and learn to believe in who you are? What are some of the things that you can do that can really teach you to believe in yourself and find personal growth? What are some of the things that you can do that can really help you? Do you have a plan in place? Remember, a business is successful because it has a business plan. It has a mission in life. You have to know what your personal mission is. So many times people don't think about how they control their own success in life. They don't recognize how they control their journey through life. They just look at it as, oh, if I can just sit here and God's going to make it happen. Well, guess what? You have to participate if you want that success. It's not going to happen just because you want it to happen. So when you go to church and your preacher tells you how God is going to make you happy, God is going to make you successful, God is a spiritual being that we all believe in, but we have to take the control for ourselves because we are a higher human being. We can think for ourselves. We can make decisions for ourselves, and we have to be actively choosing to find our way in life. It's not going to happen just because you say it's going to happen. You have to actively participate in it. If you don't actively participate, if you're just going to sit home and read a book and say, oh, it's going to come to me on such and such a day, guess what? It's not. But if you actively work towards it, if you believe in it, yes, it will come to you. But it's a plan. It's a plan that you put in place because you know what you want out of life, and you're going to find a way to find that in your life, and you're going to make it all happen for you. So think of some of the things that you can do that can really help you get where it is that you really want to be in your personal life, and think about some of the things that you can do that can help you get to the next level of where you want to be. And this, remember, there's always ways to find a way to be successful. And if funding is what's holding you back, there's ways to figure out how to do things. And if your business, you need finances to build a business, then you need to look for ways for creative financing, because today, if you can't always go to the bank and expect to get a business loan through a bank, because you better have a high business rating through Dun & Bradstreet. You better have a personal rating for yourself that's very high. And you also have to have good credit. And often, unless you've worked somewhere long enough to establish credit, then that's not always going to be the case. So you have to look for alternative ways. And that may be, and with today with the internet, guess what? There's ways to earn an income today. Ways you can go into affiliate marketing. You can go into joint ventures. There's other people out there who have a business that your product or service may mesh well with them, and you have a client list and they have a client list, then you can work together to cross sell to each other's client list and earn an income that way and generate money for yourself. So these are all things that you need to plan on. And remember, whereas, and let me show you how business has changed, whereas when I entered the workforce, it was not coaching. It was not life coaching. It was not career coaching. It was counseling. And you had your career counselors, and you had your therapist, and a lot of the therapists have gone in today life coaching. So think of some of the things that you do. Look at the skills that you had from the job that you did previously. Look at where you work. Then look at who that business serves. And look how you can turn around and use those skills and look for people who can use your services, because that's where your business is going to come from today. And you need to look at all of these things and put them all together and make them all work for you so you can plan it all and put it all together and have it go and find that growth and personal success for yourself and have a good foundation, because you do, but it's all a matter of understanding where it's coming from and how you can make it all work for yourself and build financial security. And since we're in a down economy, we need to learn how to become more positive in our outlook, which means that you often need to change your mindset and your belief system. One way to do that is to write down affirmations and repeat them over and over until you begin to hear them in your head automatically and until you, without consciously thinking about it. And that's what it is. Look at the things that you've heard and the things that you repeat to yourself today. Write all of those things down and look at them. Are they positive? Are they supportive? If they are, leave them as they are. If they're not, think of a way you can rewrite it and rethink it and then repeat it to yourself in such a way that it's a supportive statement. So it's relearning how to do all of these things and how to believe in yourself. And if you have to, get a book of affirmations and read them over and over again until you've gotten to the point where you have thought that they become automatic thoughts to you, and you repeat them to yourself over and over and over again. These are some of the things that are very important to you. These are the things that will help give you a good foundation to find personal growth, self-esteem, and success in your personal life, also in your business life. Because I'm going to spend the last few minutes talking about building good relationships. And building good relationships is understanding how you communicate effectively. And remember, we all have different styles of communication. And how can you look at those things and how can you plan it so that it can help you understand where you're coming from and where your strengths are and how the different things that affected you in your childhood affect how you communicate today. Because whereas as a child, you were often looking for ways to protect yourself so that you weren't hurt, and you would often get angry and react out of that anger, how do you change it so that not that you become very cold, but that you can process it, understanding where they're coming from, and learn how to adapt. And remember, if those people don't want to change, they may not be good relationships for you, and sometimes you just got to get rid of those relationships and look for ones that can be beneficial to you, because you need to do things that are going to create and build personal belief in yourself. And when you do that, then guess what? You will find that success and figure out ways to retrain your thinking and your thought processes and learn to believe in your success. Write down a plan of what it's going to take for you for each step that you need to do. And remember, there's often ways that you can do things, but you have to have it planned out. You have to find that success for yourself. You have to figure out ways that you can do things. And also, look for people who are in your connection. Today, there's social networking, and what it is different people in different groups are there for different reasons, but they all have an end goal in place. And how can you help each other to find that success for yourself? How can you help each other plan for and build personal growth? And how can you help each other? Because remember, if you have to, it may be a matter of finding someone who's going to help you learn to believe in who you are and where you come from, and help you understand how you can think of things that can really help you get to the point of what it is that you want in life, and how is it going to help you get to that next level for yourself in life. And let's think of some of the ways that we can help each other find that success and be a mentor to one another. Because sometimes it helps you bounce ideas off of someone. That is what a coach does. They are the person that you work with that you can bounce ideas over, and they can create that supportive environment. They can help you put down a solid plan for yourself. They can help you figure out what it is that you need to do that's going to give you the foundation that you need to find that success in your personal life, to figure out what it is that you need to do that's going to help you get to the next level in your personal life. And sometimes it can be a husband or wife that's that supportive person that's needed. So how are you going to look at relationships? And remember, relationships are where you are today. And one thing, remember, as a child, you have a relationship with your parents. It can be a healthy one. It can be an unhealthy one. If it's an unhealthy one and you don't recognize it as being unhealthy, then guess what? You're going to repeat those same behaviors. But if you recognize it as being unhealthy and you want to relearn how to build strong communication, then you need to get in with the therapist and you need to relearn how to build good communication skills. Because when you build good communication skills, guess what? You can build strong relationships. When you have strong relationships, then that's going to get you to the next level of where it is that you want to be, and it's also going to help you find personal success and growth in your life. And since we're getting down to the last minute or so, I would like to remind you to come back next week when our topic is technology and computers and how they affect your daily life and the economy. Because in today's marketplace, we depend on computers for how we conduct our daily business. And I would also like to remind you that you can go to my website, and I have past shows up there that you can download that talk about how you communicate, how to improve your communication, how to understand where you're coming from, and how you can learn to improve on your communication skills. And remember, we forget just how important technology influences the workplace and our daily life. And when you understand that, then it's going to help you get to where you want to be in your professional life and in your personal life. And I would also like to invite you and remind you that we meet every week from 9 o'clock until 10 o'clock. and discuss different ways to help you build a strong, successful business.